Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting 7th. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Campaneris scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2. And the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino strikes out. Lachman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Valdespino out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdespino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cott. Green scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valdespino throws the ball into Kindle, who tags Matthews, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rollins strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Talbot moves to second. Jim Perry now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Jim Perry. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Verhals reaches third base with a triple. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valdespino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Stigman now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields the ball and throws to Stigman covering. Safe. Harrelson moves to third. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Charles steals second. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lachman strikes out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger is walked intentionally. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Talbot strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Kindle moves to second. Dave Boswell pinch runs for Don Mincher. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Foes now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Charles reaches second base with a double. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-2 in the game. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lachman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valdespino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. John Wyatt now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Castro now playing right field. Tony Oliva now playing center field. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wyatt for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Earl Batty. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. One out. Bob Allison pinch hits for Jerry Fosnow. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Vir Als takes first base on ball 4. Grant moves to third. Allison moves to second. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Valdespino strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.